Happy Sunday, everyone. Today is not Wednesday, as you can see, but we're here for a special bonus episode of Candidly Eclectic.
May the fourth be with you.
Happy Star Wars Day. As you can tell, Star Wars is so iconic and has touched so many lives in so many ways. It has been something we are both fans of for years. While we may favor different trilogies or media in the series, our love for Star Wars is the same. So today we decided to have a fun banter on all the things we love about it. Without further ado, may the Force be with you this May 4th, and let's go.
Light or dark side?
I think you know that answer.
What do you think I am?
All right, I'm unfortunately dark side because of Anakin Skywalker. I don't know if he's the one who got me to the dark side, but we joke, like, oh, you're going to turn to the dark side. Like, it's like, no, I'll never be. In the beginning, I was like, episode Attack of the Clones. That's the second one.
Yeah.
Should we tell them the order of these movies, or should we wait till we get further into it?
Wait till we get further into it.
So, Attack of the Clones, I was for the light side, because he hasn't turned yet. But I think when I first saw, I didn't really like Phantom of the Menace.
Okay.
It's not my top favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a dark side girl. Only for Anakin Skywalker, okay? Anybody else? Like, Kylo Ren, as we are watching, The Force Awakens, that is a good movie. This movie I love. We will get into this one later. Kylo Ren is like the junior dark side. I call it Anakin Skywalker Jr. because he doesn't have that bad of a temper as Anakin does. Anyway, what about you? You're a light. No, you're a dark side.
Dark side.
Woo, dark side girls.
I always have been. It seems more fun to be on the dark side of the Force than the light side of the Force.
But I think,
and it's more relatable, I feel like. Like, I feel like most people have anger that they have. I'm not saying we're running around trying to create a new empire. But, like,
peace, justice.
But, like, the whole... No attachments, guilt, anger, love, path to the dark side. I'm like, but you need those to live.
Yeah.
So I've always been dark side. Actually, when I was younger, my Halloween costume for like 5 years was Darth Vader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is too funny.
Even before Revenge of the Sith, when I found out who he was, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to be Darth Vader.
I never dressed up as a Star Wars character for Halloween. I think we went over this during the holiday.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I think
we vaguely went through some of our costumes. I was never Star Wars. So. Which is your favorite trilogy? Originals, prequels, or sequels?
Oh, that's a hard one. What I'm about to say is going to be, like, considered blasphemy to some people, but...
Hit me.
I have a special place in my heart for the sequels.
Okay.
Because...
So that would be, like...
Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, I like those.
Because...
I like Rise of Skywalker.
I love all nine of them, but the sequels... My dad was so excited to take us to the movie theater to see a Star Wars movie for the first time. And that just, like, there's a special place in my heart for him. And also, I'm a massive Adam Driver fan. So, I was like, hey, look at him.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I'm so distracted right now. Sorry, we are actually watching one of the Star Wars movies. It's on mute. So, it's in the background right now playing. I'm gonna make a lot of people angry.
Oh gosh.
I don't like the originals.
Really?
I hate them. So, like, Empire Strikes Back, like, the first three originals, my mom loves that. Like, loves that. Like, when it's on, she'll, like, turn it on. I literally can figure out what part of the movie she's in. I'm like, oh, you're watching this one. She goes, nope, try again. I'm like, oh, they all sound the same now. So, I'm the prequels, like, Phantom Menace. I'm not a fan of, like, I like the Phantom Menace, but I didn't like the fact that Darth Maul didn't talk. He just stood there and like, dude, you gotta say something.
Yeah.
You gotta say something. Like, give me some words. Like, don't just be, I thought he was a new character. Qui-Gon Jinn was really good. Little Anakin.
Yeah.
Little boy. Attack of the Clones was where it was at for me because of like Anakin's driving skills. When he's like driving, like going after that the bad person, who's trying to kill Princess Amidala. And then obviously Revenge of the Sith is like my number one.
Yeah.
I like Force Awakens. I like this one. I like what was the one that you said?
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
And then Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker. We saw in the movie theaters. Oh my God, it was so good. That was the last time I saw it. Was in the movie theater. I haven't seen it since.
Okay.
And I would like to, maybe, like do a movie night with my mom. Maybe we'll do a Star Wars movie night and we'll do Rise of Skywalker and try to get her to watch Force Awakens. Because we saw Force Awakens in the theaters too. It was really good.
Okay.
So those are like, those are mine. So I like the prequels. And, like, the three sequels you just mentioned, anything after that, and, like, those TV series, I never got into, and I can't.
All right.
So, I think we just answered no. Did we answer number three?
You did.
Well, I it's not just him. Okay, there are other people that I like.
Yeah, number three is... Who is your favorite character?
All right. My favorite Jedi Master. I'm going to have to say Obi-Wan and Mace Windu. And Yoda. I have to go with Yoda. But have you noticed? Sorry, I don't want to spoil anything.
I'm putting a whole spoiler warning in this whole episode. Okay.
So we all know Yoda speaks backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But have you noticed in Revenge of the Sith, in the one scene, he actually speaks forward? He actually says... because I saw it on YouTube or something, somebody said, have any of you guys, don't want to spoil this, but as Yoda's character is supposed to be backwards, apparently Revenge of the Sith, I think it's in the Wookiee scene, he says something about take down the two something, and it's pure, straight English, not backwards. So we had a little Yoda mishap. When did Yoda start speaking English? I love Yoda. I like Padme. I like Natalie Portman as Padme. She was really good. But I think some scenes in Attack of the Clones, some of her acting in it wasn't matching up to what her mouth was saying. If you look really carefully, I think it's because I've seen it so many times that there's certain sections that I think she's... that's just how I feel. But it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a scene where they're, like, going to, like, battle and, like, they got captured. Sorry, huge spoiler if you haven't seen any of these movies. Where... She gets scratched by that. She's that and she jumps down and like she jumps up and it scratches her. The way she went back, it was, for me, when you get scratched by something like that, you would react instantly. Not like, it felt delayed to me by a couple seconds. And like, she wasn't like writhing in pain, like writhing in pain. It was more of a like, and then it's like, that's it. If I got scratched, I know it's like not real, but. And obviously, Anakin Skywalker is my number one favorite.
Okay.
I love Hayden Christensen. He's my man.
I I love Mace Windu. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so...
I want him to say...
Oh, gosh.
That one phrase that he says in all the other movies. Especially in Revenge of the Sith. The,
like, it was PG-13. He could have dropped an F-bomb there.
He definitely could have, the MF-er. Like, when he, like, just when he one, caught he Palpatine. Done... Palpatine's a good actor, too. Yeah. The guy who played him.
Mace. I just love how the guy who played Palpatine was really young in the originals, and they made makeup, and each, like, consecutive time he's been on screen, he's like, you have to use less makeup, I'm older.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love him. He's so... I can't say his name for the life of me. It's Ian Mc...
Yeah, it's something. Sorry if we just butchered your name. If you're listening to this, we are huge Star Wars fans.
I mean, let me double check, because I don't want to look like I'm just...
It's Ian something.
Yeah. McDiarmid? Diarmid? Okay. I cannot say it.
Sorry if we just butchered that actor's name.
But I love Mace Windu. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Samuel Jackson in that role.
He is.
I love Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ian McGregor is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I love that for him, it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
I love Anakin, because Hayden Christensen did great with that.
But did you know he got a lot of hate for it?
Yeah, because people were like, this is dumb. This is stupid. And I'm like, oh my God, like, let the man live. Yeah,
let him act out his character. Like, I could see in Attack of the Clones the scene where his mom dies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that pure... Even, like, without the music, if I could, like, drown out the music and just look at how his facial expression... I know it's acting, but to me, in that scene, I don't think he was acting.
Yeah.
I think that was just all pure. I've heard somewhere in some of the scenes where an actor has lost a loved one while they're filming, and that scene that they need the guy, to, like, that person to cry, they just think of that, and, like, all of a sudden, it's, like, real tears. It's not, like, the fake where they have to, like, produce their tears.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, my God.
And I love the droids, too. The droids.
Oh, he's so cute.
And Chewbacca's great.
Chewbacca is... I forgot. Oh, my God. How dare I forget about Chewbacca?
Han is great.
Han Solo, yeah.
Leia is great. Luke is not my favorite.
Really? I liked him in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, like, portrayed, like, where he's been away for so long, and that he just automatically comes out of nowhere, and Rey's just like, what do you mean? You can't teach me.
But the, like, I still like him, but, like, he's not my favorite character. Yeah. Palpatine was cool, like, seeing the...
Count Dooku? General Grievous!
General Grievous was, like, he was such a cool dude to watch.
He was a cool evil guy. Like, and I don't really like the evil guys. Minus Anakin, sorry. I love him.
I love him.
Grievous was such a cool evil character. Jabba the Hutt, he was creeped me out. Yeah. He creeped, and, like, the little mouse dude, the little mouse puppet thingamajigger. And in Attack of the Clones. The guy who, yes, it was Attack of the Clones, where they go back to Tatooine, and they're talking to the flying elephant nose guy.
Yeah.
Flying elephant nose guy. I don't remember his name. That guy, whoever did him, was pretty good. C-3PO. You cannot forget C-3PO.
He and was, like... Awesome. Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, is the only actor who was in all 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay. That's iconic.
What about the guy who plays R2-D2? There was an actual guy inside R2-D2.
Different people.
Different, okay.
And I think the R2-D2 might be, like, animatronic now.
Yeah.
For the later ones.
Yeah.
And then,
but originally he was controlled by somebody inside, which is pretty amazing, but, like...
Claustrophobia. Then I also love the Ewoks. Like, I love the Ewoks. They're so cute. But favorite character? I genuinely might have to go with Mace Windu.
Come on, I knew Willie.
It's like, and his and like he's
never
like,
returned.
He's just
like that. That one
you
line.
You may be on the council, but we do not grant you the master. And I was like, he's petty. But, and like, you know, the way he goes out is one. Iconic.
Yes.
Because it's just like, window.
What?
I was like, and he's got the purple lightsaber. Yes, and it's so cool. And I'm just like, oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And Samuel L. Jackson, like, I just, oh, I just, they, I'm such a fan of him.
They need to put him back in a movie. They yes. really do. I don't know if he'll do it again, though. They need him in another movie, Star Wars movie, because it would be awesome just to have him, like, pop up out of nowhere.
I'm like,
I'm not dead. I'm not first. Kill me. No, but you didn't.
Okay. I'm interested to see your answer to the next one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Which version of the character do you prefer?
So for this one, I'll look at Obi-Wan.
Okay.
And I prefer Ewan McGregor's portrayal of him. Specifically in the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV series, which I know you haven't seen.
I don't, yeah.
Because you can see... Like, he did such a good job, in my opinion, of the, like, wrestling with wanting to not do the Jedi thing because of failing Anakin.
Yeah.
But also, like, knowing... Do you want the spoiler for who he's protecting in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
I'm never gonna see it anyway, okay. So...
Princess Leia gets abducted.
And I thought she was abducted in the first ones, wasn't she?
She's abducted a lot.
Man, this one, the princess is not good at hiding.
And she ends up, I think she gets abducted, or like she leaves and somehow or another gets separated from her family. And they go to Obi-Wan and they're like, can you please help us get our daughter back? And so he has to like navigate... Not using his powers, not letting Leia know that he knows her parents and stuff like that. And you find out he tells her his name is Ben, and that's why she names Kylo Ren Ben Solo. So that's where she got Ben. So, because we were all like, you didn't know him that well. Why is your son named Ben? So many spoilers.
Yeah.
But then for when Obi-Wan Kenobi came out.
I like her too. Sorry.
We were like, oh, they did know each other. She just probably didn't. We don't know if she realizes Ben is Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope there's a season two of that. That was a good show. How about you? Which is your favorite version of the character?
This is kind of like a trick question for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know.
You've stumped her. We have stumped her.
Like, I love Anakin when, in Attack of the Clones, when he's young and he's, like, foolish and he's, like, trying too hard to impress his, like, Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Revenge of the Sith... I think he was pushing too hard to be on the council.
Mm-hmm.
Or like he was on the council, but he wasn't.
You are not granted the rank of master.
I think because they knew already how the turmoil was going to happen. Yeah. So I think Yoda foresaw that and told Mace Windu. Like, this is just what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
How the dark side clouded his judgment big time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he was going to be a dad.
Yeah.
Which everyone knew.
Surprising no one.
Yeah, no one.
Obi-Wan's just casually like, Anakin's the father, isn't he? And Padme's like, but apparently, shocked Pikachu
apparently
face.
There's a theory that apparently somebody said online, like, as a, I don't know if it's true or not, that apparently Obi-Wan and Padme,
oh gosh,
were like somewhat having, and I was like, I don't see that.
Yeah, neither
but
do
now
I.
That you have that stuck in my head now I'm like, what if that were true? What if maybe in that scene where Obi-Wan sneaks on the ship,
yeah,
and at Mustafar, sorry, we are spoiling. If you have not seen these, we are so sorry.
I'm going to put in big letters in the, like, the episode description, do not listen if you have not seen Star Wars.
Any of these. Like, especially Revenge of the Sith, because that has, we are definitely, for me, I'm definitely giving away a lot of spoilers for that one. Because the originals, I could care. No offense to the people who like the originals. The originals, I could care less about, because they are so fake. The pew-pews are so delayed. And the lightsaber action is so delayed. Like, it's so delayed. I'm like, you hear the sound before you hear them, like, contact. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this, and my mom goes, but this is the best that they could do. This. I was like, Mom, you gotta understand. Play this, and then play Revenge of the Sith, and see the huge difference between. With Anakin Skywalker, I actually like him as he's transitioning to the dark side, which is weird.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
If that doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
Like, my mind is like,
the conflicted version of him.
Yeah. With the Ahsoka series that you watch, I've never seen it, but the scene that you show me where it's him and her fighting, and like his portrayal of when the light flashes,
and it's Vader, and then when the light goes off, it's Anakin.
It's Anakin. So that was pretty cool, and I've never seen that show ever until you showed me just that one scene. And I think, was Ahsoka before Revenge of the Sith?
So Ahsoka happens
in between.
Parts of Ahsoka happen in Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
Because she's his
like Attack of the Clone, the series or the movie? Because there's two separate, that's what I'm saying.
It happens in the series.
So I've never seen the series.
So it happens in between the movie and Revenge.
Okay. So I don't watch the series stuff because I don't get it on my TV.
But she's his Padawan.
Yeah.
So.
Execute Order 66. Why didn't she?
Sorry. We do not grant you the rank of master, but you can have a Padawan.
Yeah, here. You are her. Be sure
you go.
So when Anakin is transitioning to the dark side, it's like, I think also in Attack of the Clones, the movie, to be more specific, that scene where he finds his mom and kills all the sand people.
Mm-hmm.
We are spoiling. We are so sorry for spoiling this, but we have to talk about it.
Yes.
Because it's
relevant.
Yeah. And he comes back and Padme's asking him like, what's wrong? And he goes, it's broken. And then he just goes in this rant of, I killed them. I slaughtered them like animals.
Mm-hmm.
The women, the children, not only the men, but the women and the children. And I slaughtered them like animals. Because I think that was the first foreshadowing of him slowly turning into Darth Vader without him realizing.
And I think...
And then it just gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Not really worse, but it starts forming more during Revenge of the Sith.
And I think they said the composer would, when he was composing the music for, like, the sand people scenes, he'd put drops of the Imperial March in, so you would gradually be like, that sounds a little familiar. And then when it finally gets to him being raised on that platform and you hear the Imperial March for the first time, you're like, okay.
Yeah, now we got it.
So, yes.
Okay.
Who portrays the character? in your favorite version.
Okay.
Yours is a little bit easier than mine.
Anakin Skywalker is Hayden Christensen.
Mm-hmm.
I did say I liked Padme.
Yeah.
So Padme Amidala is Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Yoda is just a puppet.
Yeah.
Who else did I say that I liked?
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu is Samuel L. Jackson, as we mm-hmm. said.
Obi-Wan
Kenobi is Ian McGregor. That's Ian McGregor is in
the prequels
Obi-Wan
Kenobi series.
Yeah, so he's in Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones the movie, and Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. Those are like the only ones that I've seen him in.
Mm-hmm.
And that I like. Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Chancellor Palpatine is Ian
Dermond.
Yeah, that guy.
McDermott.
Count Dooku is
Christopher Lee.
Yeah,
right?
Christopher Lee. I like him too.
He was good. That man is a legend.
Yeah, he was good. What about you?
Yeah, same. And then let me double check the last name, because I believe the first name of the man who originally played Chewbacca is Peter. No. Yeah, it's Peter Mayhew.
Yeah, I remember him.
And then I'm going to butcher his name. But the man who now plays Chewbacca and most of the Wookiees that we see, if it's like
a big scene,
if it's a big scene and it's a like a character they want us to pay attention to, is he's a Finnish actor. I'm going to attempt his name.
Okay.
But it's J-O-O-N-A-S. So Junus, I'm going to guess.
Probably.
Sutamo. S-U-O-T-A-M-O.
It could be Sue or So.
Yeah.
So it could be Sutamo or Sotamo.
Mm-hmm.
So
those two are good too. And then Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO.
Mm-hmm. What made you connect to them?
Well, I connected to...
I don't even know how to answer this question.
Like, the Mace Windu of just...
Yeah, just... Because we connected to him. Know Samuel L. Jackson as an actor from movies. And he's really good.
But I connected to him because, like, trying to balance... But also, like, having power of some sort, but not having, like, ultimate power. Like, he isn't the number one Jedi on the council, but he's on the council. He's involved in decisions. And in JROTC, which I did in high school, I was on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, again, like, I had some power in the battalion, but not like ultimate power.
Yeah.
So, and I was technically an assistant, and then I was kind of special member, because I ended up like covering for whoever was out at battalion meetings.
Okay.
Which is... Just to say, like, I understood being on, like, the council part in charge of, like, the education and stuff of the people who were training.
Yeah.
So I understood that. So.
That's sorry, I'm multitasking over here. Sorry, this movie is so good.
So that's why I connected to Mace Windu, because I didn't watch. I watched the originals originally.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, no, we're going to go the release order instead of chronological order.
Yeah.
And then he showed me the prequels when I was younger. And I wasn't really, like, into Star Wars until Revenge of the Sith came out 20 years ago. when I was 10. I was 10, so I was like...
We went to the movie theater and went to go see it.
So I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I rewatched the originals, but I didn't really watch them and, like, really soak them in until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I can relate to Mace Windu. Because there's... I'm not saying I was going around, like, being like... We do not grant you the rank of master. But I was, or like, Palpatine, you are the Sith Lord. Or like that, but I understood the, like...
Person of the Sith will never return.
The collaboration of, like, the council and then wanting to educate and wanting to keep peace and stuff. I understood that. So that's why I connected with him.
Very nice.
Do you...
The only reason for me to connect to Anakin, just the actor.
Okay.
Just Hayden Christensen. Like, I just fell in love with him as an actor. He was cute. He was hot. He was just perfect.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, I go for the cute guy.
Okay. So the next question, I'm intrigued to hear your answer, because I have a guess of who you're going to say, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Is, what is your favorite character relationship dynamic to watch? Like, what two characters' relationship dynamic do you like the most?
I don't really have a favorite. I think I'm going to have to, I originally was going to say Anakin and Padme, but that's just in my mind, like, that's so cliche. Like, I'm going to say, technically Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Okay.
Because just the way in Attack of the Clones, they just bickered and him flying was just hysterical. Like, he goes, why does he always have to do this? This is where the fun begins. I'm like, oh, dear gosh. So I like their character dynamic because it's not father-son. It's more like an older brother-younger brother dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a protective older brother is Obi-Wan, but he's not smothering Anakin.
Yeah.
He's just trying to figure out. He wants to help Anakin in a way that he thinks is right, but Anakin doesn't want his help.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Anakin's like, oh, like, I don't need your help in Revenge of the Sith. Yeah. I have the high ground. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it.
I will do what I must. You will try. See, I thought you'd say Padme and Anakin.
That dynamic was... In Attack of the Clones, we saw it coming.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it coming, like, the first time that they kissed. And I was like, oh my god. I, like, rolled my eyes. And I was like, the first time watching that movie, I actually was like, oh my gosh! And now I'm just like, oh my god. There's, like, a difference of, like, oh, whoopee. Now we know what's gonna happen now. I don't know. I just think, and then when she tells him that she's pregnant, I'm like, oh.
Something wonderful has happened.
And Padme, you're trembling. I'm pregnant.
We should not be able to quote these
movies. Yeah, we shouldn't.
My gosh.
I can't even quote that movie. The movie that we're watching now, I can't quote it at all. Because I haven't seen it like a billion times. I think it's just so quotable.
Yeah.
It's just so quotable. These other ones, like, you kind of really can't quote them. Unless you watch them and sit there for hours.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't know yours, so.
Palpatine and Anakin.
Oh!
I like seeing how Anakin gets... Like, this is going to sound bad, but I like seeing the manipulation tactic Palpatine uses
on him,
because Anakin's so, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
He's just closed, like, off from everything.
He's just like, I'm ready. I want to be a Jedi in the beginning in, like, yeah. Phantom Menace. And then you see him being like, no, I kind of... And yeah. it's like he kind of wants to live
yeah.
for himself, but still... Be-
yeah.
And then Palpatine's just like, ha!
I got you!
Gotcha! And just the... The masterful manipulation yeah. that Palpatine uses to mm-hmm. like turn Anakin. I love watching that dynamic.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. But like the way in what was I gonna say? And I think the way that Padme tries her best to try and like save him,
mm-hmm.
but it's not enough.
Yeah.
He's already brainwashed.
Yeah.
Palpatine already brainwashed him so much
mm-hmm.
that he's not getting out.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's too late. And she's like, come back with me. I love you. Let us go back home.
I still firmly believe Anakin would have listened to her if he hadn't seen Obi-Wan standing there like, hey,
hey. It's a liar.
But
I know. Oh, no.
And then the.
You have done that yourself.
And then the dynamic changes at the end when big spoiler when Darth Vader kills Palpatine and throws him down the shaft of the Death Star whatever the heck it is. I haven't seen the originals for like years.
I haven't either, but I think that sounds right.
But when he
when
Palpatine's like trying to kill Luke and then
Vader comes like, in and goes, that's my son.
Anakin like comes back and is like, that's my kid. Son.
Yeah. Don't touch him.
Yeah. And then like goes into protective dad mode and like, it's almost like, I'm getting chills just talking about it, but like, it's almost like seeing his son reminds him of Padme and then like remembering what he was fighting for originally completely undoes
some of the brainwashing
and he's able to be like, haha, bye-bye.
Yeah.
So I just love that dynamic. Yeah. So.
Very nice.
Because there's people like that in real life who will manipulate you like, and it's,
But it's like hard to find, like with that, it's with your scenario, it's.
I'm not saying they're going to manipulate you to kill your master.
No! No!
And be like, I am not the Jedi, I am the Sith.
You want to go home and rethink your life?
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
You want to go home and rethink your life? See? Episode 2!
These are not the droids you're looking for. But yeah, the dynamic between those two for me has always been fascinating because like there's people like that in real life and you have to watch out for them.
Oh yeah.
Because it's not fun.
No. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you celebrate Star Wars Day on May 4th? And how have you celebrated it in the past? This is like a 4-part question.
Yeah.
Are there any traditions you have for it? And do you plan to celebrate it in the future?
Yes, I do. I do celebrate it. In the past, when we worked at the daycare we both used to work at.
Yep. I remember that.
I was with the older kids at the time.
Yeah.
And we had a Star Wars Day party. My favorite memory from that is... I attempted to make a TIE fighter pinata out of a yoga ball.
Okay.
And it did not work. It did not work at all. It was very bad.
Yeah.
Much disappointment.
You tried.
Though. 0 of 10. Do not recommend. But I will try it again at some point.
Yeah.
You and I decorated the BB-8 cake for the kid.
That was fun.
I put
that out. That took us what? 5 hours?
That did.
4.5
We were like,
we were trying to make
it. We were like meticulous.
Yeah. And like the coloring had to be perfect. I'm like, it was nice.
And then
they loved it.
And I had the room that the big kids were in.
Yeah.
I split it down the middle and half was dark side, half was light side. And as the kids came in from the bus, they picked out of a bowl. Like, are you going to the dark side or the light side? We made lightsaber pretzels. I put a Han Solo action figure in Jell-O to be the Han and Carbonite.
Yeah.
We ended up just buying a pinata because, like I said, the TIE Fighter did not work out.
Did it.
But now, you and I hang out on Star Wars Day.
Yeah. And as long as it falls on a weekend.
Yeah. And we do a painting.
Yes. Which, this painting.
This year's painting.
Okay, so last year's painting, we did that Mustafar scene of Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi with the lava.
Fighting.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. That was, especially trying to paint them.
Yeah.
It was difficult. But this year, we have 3 TIE fighters and then, the sun, right?
Yeah.
So it's, kind of like a sun setting, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. This took us less than an hour.
Yeah.
This one was easy.
We last will post was, pictures.
Yes, we will.
But, I do like to, this year, we're celebrating and recording this episode the night before, so May 3rd.
Yeah.
But normally we do May 4th.
Yeah.
This year, I had prior commitments, so we did it May 3rd because we still wanted to be able to celebrate. Next year, May 4th is a Monday.
We'll have to do it on a Sunday then.
Yes. And in the future, I want desperately
Anakin Skywalker to walk through that door right now.
That would be amazing.
Oh my god, I would probably faint. I would fangirl and faint. I would so.
But I want to go to Disney and be in Galaxy's Edge on Star Wars Day.
I would sell my liver to do that. I'm not kidding. I will sell my liver on the black market just to pay for that trip. I will go with you. Full gear. Full Anakin shirt. Full ears.
But I'm
But hey, tell them that we met. Well, actually, I met. We were in Galaxy's Edge, California. We went to California.
Yeah.
You guys went to go do something, and I hung by the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And R2-D2 was there.
Which is a rare character to meet.
And I got to see him, and I'm, fangirling, and I'm asking, they're, the people that are with him, the, people who, the mascot watchers or something, whatever you call them, I don't know.
Friends of R2-D2, I believe they're called.
We're gonna say that. So they're all the kids are surrounding, but it wasn't that big of a group though. And I was pretty impressed because I was Prime right there. And I'm oh my God, I fangirled hardcore. And then he asked R2-D2 because they're you have a question for R2-D2? I was sure. And my question was, I can remember this. Why did Anakin Skywalker tell you to stay with the ship on Mustafar? And the one friend, female friend of R2-D2 was what? Anakin left you in Mustafar? I was was I not supposed to ask that question? But hello, you were on Mustafar.
Yeah.
It was a cute little connection. It was cute. I didn't get a picture with him. I really wanted to. But it was awesome just to see at least one character. We never got to see the droid,
The Stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I just drew the biggest blank. Yes. Because that would have been awesome to interact with. And then Kylo Ren would have been nice to interact
with. Chewie would have been cool.
Chewie would have been awesome. I would have been what do you say?
Yeah.
A translator here.
But I did see this internet theory.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart because so cute.
Yeah.
But somebody said, have you ever noticed how when Luke tells R2-D2 to stay with the ship, he never does? It's because Anakin left him and then turned to the dark side. So R2-D2 thinks he's got to go with whoever it is so that they don't turn to the dark side. And I'm like, my heart!
You're breaking my...
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's so pretty. Sorry, Adam Driver just came on screen and he's so pretty.
You mean handsome.
Yes.
But he doesn't have that scar on his eye like Anakin does. That's the other thing. I love that scar.
But, okay. I think we sufficiently answered that.
Yeah.
So the next question is, what character in general in Star Wars do you relate to the most?
And why?
Yes, and why?
I don't think I can relate to Anakin.
Okay.
Like, it's not like I'm... So, I think probably Obi-Wan, which is weird.
Okay.
So, I'm an older sister to my younger brother. Like, we're 7 years apart, and our birthdays are coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the 14th on the 20th of May. So, like, we're 7 years apart, but our birthdays are 6 days apart.
Okay, okay.
If that makes sense. So, I think I like to... one of the older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I have two other older siblings, older than me. I might be butchering this, but because since, as I said, the dynamic role,
yeah,
Obi-Wan trying to be the older brother, mm-hmm. Anakin, that's kind of like me being the older sister trying to help the younger.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always go to plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing I'm going to say that, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I can't say Anakin because I'm not going to go to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to the dark side, we're going to have some issues.
Yeah.
Where you and I may break off the friendship. You have turned to the dark side, Daisy. Though I will never speak to you ever again.
See, mine is not as deep as that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that was deep. I think I just picked something.
It makes sense, though.
Okay.
Mine is R2-D2, because I am stressed trying to help people, and I scream when I get overwhelmed. Yep. The screaming and running across the floor. Yep, that's me. The anxiety! R2-D2, activate the elevator. Wrong way! That's pretty much me in a nutshell. I'm trying here, guys.
That is so funny.
I'm trying, but it might not work out that great.
We try.
We
definitely do try. Have you or do you watch the Star Wars shows such as Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Ahsoka?
I do watch them.
You answer this a lot.
I watch them. I haven't actually seen all of Ahsoka yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen the Hayden Christensen episode.
That one episode. Man, is he fine in that.
And, like, seeing him mm-hmm. in Star Wars, The Clone Wars mm-hmm. Armor
mm-hmm.
in live action was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're getting this. So, yes, I do watch those. And you said you do not watch those,
right? Yeah, I don't get them on my TV. We don't have Disney Plus or anything fancy, so.
Okay. Have you read any of the Star Wars books or extended universe material?
No.
Okay. I've listened to the audiobooks of, like, the official movie novelizations.
Yeah.
But I haven't read, like, the comics or, like, the Kenobi book or, like, the Poe Dameron book. Mm-hmm. I've only read listened to the novelization of the movie. So, yes. And we kind of answered this next one, but only half of it. So go ahead.
Oh, you want me to ask it?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been to Star Wars Galaxy Edge? How did it feel being there?
I have been there. I have been...
We've been there twice.
Yeah, I've been there three times.
Well, yeah, but us together.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
And I... We've both been to it on both coasts.
Yes.
And they're exactly the same on both coasts.
Yes. But I felt like the one in California, like, for me, I think because it was me experiencing to see a character out and about that it made it feel better.
Yeah.
Because the one in Florida, we didn't see anybody.
Yeah, no.
Because we went at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't see. I was hoping to see. Because usually, like, when people post when they go to Galaxy's Edge, they see the stormtroopers, like, at night sometimes. And, like, we didn't see anybody.
True. Very true.
Which was kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rise of the Resistance ride was amazing.
It's
so cool.
It's such a good ride.
It's such a good ride. Love it.
But, like, it, for me, it does feel like you're in. Like, when you're fully in the land, like, at the entrance of the land where you
when you're fully in, like, the cantina.
Yeah, and like, you look around and you're like, this is and you Star see Wars.
The, you see the other ships and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
And, like, I know you didn't get a chance to go to it, but I've done Ogus Cantina in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it
did
just...
Did we do that in California? Wasn't that the one you showed me?
I showed you where it is, but we didn't go
droid.
In.
I built a droid. Yeah. That was fun.
Yes.
That was fun. Building a droid in California at Star Wars Galaxy Edge was a lot of fun.
But Ogus Cantina, there's a DJ droid, but it's kind of claustrophobic, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
But it's the bar, and it feels very much like you're in a Star Wars movie, so it's cool. But, like, the whole land is cool when you're in it.
Yeah.
Kind of easy to get lost, though, if you're not...
paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool. It, for me, it feels like you're in the thing, so... Yes.
Very nice.
Okay. Have you learned any lessons from Star Wars?
Don't get manipulated by someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't let the cute guys go to the dark side.
Yeah.
Jokingly, that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But in seriousness, I feel like, in other words, like, I say this a lot, like, you can't control what other people do. You can control what you do.
Yeah.
So kind of like, if that makes any sense. I don't know if that's not even Star Wars related, so.
Well, but it kind of is. Like, Obi-Wan couldn't control Anakin.
Yeah.
And stuff. I think one for me, and this was one I got when I was a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first went through the entire series. And even when I just saw the original trilogy is love wins at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because, like, Anakin's love, Vader's love for Luke convinces him to get rid of Palpatine.
Yeah.
And then, like, this sounds wrong, but it's Anakin's love for Padme that ultimately causes him to turn to the dark side because he's so desperate to protect the love of his life.
Yeah.
Which we all know, like, how that turns out, but... And then, like, Leia... Spoilers abound in this episode, friends. But in the sequel series, Leia's love for her son never fades.
Yeah.
And then she's what really, like, snaps him back to... Yeah. Ben instead of Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just seeing how strong love is and how much it bonds people and how it can help you find your way back to who you really are. That's a good one for me, yes. I think. Also, never underestimate the droids and or, like, the AI.
Yeah.
Never underestimate it. Which is becoming relevant in the world now.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Have you ever met one of the actors at a convention?
I have not. I have always wanted to go to, like, a convention.
I think I if it were Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Oh, we'd both be, like, on the ground.
We'd be on the ground, like... We both need to get resuscitated.
Yep.
I have not, but I would love to.
Have you ever been to a Star Wars event that was at a convention?
No.
Me either. I would
love.
They're
all like in New York.
Yeah.
Or like.
Or like there's the one in Philly, but the Star Wars people don't normally come to the Philly one.
Yeah, because.
Because normally it's the Marvel people who come to Philly.
That would be nice.
I'm like, I want to go, and I would love to go to Star Wars Celebration mm-hmm. one year.
Yeah.
But it's normally in like Japan or.
Yeah,
Los Angeles.
Yeah,
or
we'd have to travel on a plane again, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not traveling on a plane.
Yeah,
my flying days are over. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a nice question.
Okay.
Would you want to? Did we answer that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you quote any of the films?
I can quote some of, like, all the films, but I cannot quote a film all the way through. Can you?
Yes. Revenge of the Sith. Beginning to end. Only Anakin's lines. No, technically, I could do most.
Yeah.
Minus R2-D2, I can't do him. Mm-hmm. But, that I can do. Roger.
Hey, you.
Get back to work. That's nothing. I can do Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So.
Do you own any Star Wars merchandise?
Does this t-shirt count?
It does.
So I have two t-shirts. I have this one that I'm wearing. It's like a retro Star Wars shirt with Luke and Darth Vader and... Padme, it's like the retro original Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the Anakin shirt that your sister gave me, mm-hmm. which I love. And I have mini ears that one side is Vader, the one ear is Vader, and the other ear is a Stormtrooper. Mm-hmm.
And you have the droid.
And I have the droid, and I have a Darth Vader cup that changes colors when it's cold.
Okay.
From last year's. And I think that's it. And I have the Revenge of the Sith movie, Attack of the Clones mm-hmm. movie, Phantom Menace movie, and the original three Star Wars movies. That's it.
Okay. I have...
And you gave me a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I got a Star Wars blanket.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is going to be bad. Off the top of my head...
You have more than me.
I have a Star Wars blanket, which is like... A pattern with the Stormtroopers and Vader on it. I've got a weighted Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
plush that I just got for this year. I have Kylo Ren's lightsaber from Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities in Galaxy's Edge. I've got a Sith jersey style shirt mm-hmm. that I'm wearing now from Box Lunch. I've got a thank you. I've got a t-shirt from Target, I believe, that has Darth Maul, a Stormtrooper, Kylo Ren, and Darth Vader on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it so says Dark Side.
All the evil ones.
I have a droid that I made at Galaxy's Edge. I've got the Igloo lunchbox, mm-hmm. ice pack, and cup combo. I've got three different Star Wars Monopolies. And that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Didn't you get ears?
I did get ears.
You had the ears with the veil on it.
Yeah.
Veil?
I have the Darth Vader ears with the veil, and then I also have the, from the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the red ears with Vader and Stormtroopers on them from the parks. And then from Etsy, I have ears that have Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
His mask on one side and then his lightsaber on the other side.
Oh, very nice.
And then I have Star Wars Destiny, which is a card game.
Okay.
So I have that too.
Very nice.
And that is all I can think of off the top of my head. Okay.
What does Star Wars mean to you?
Oh, gosh. Why did I phrase it like that?
Well, it's,
Star Wars means like, so much to me because I love it so much. But it's really hard for me to, like, verbalize the what it means to me.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of my dad, which, of course, is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
It reminds me there's always hope, even when things seem dark. It reminds me the power of, like, friendship, love. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, like, everything's connected. I know there's no force in real life, but, like, things, nature is a system that we are a part of. Like, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff for me. How about you?
I got nothing but just Star Wars. Like, technically, when I think of Star Wars, I think of Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. that's like, and like lightsabers and like all the different characters. So I don't really have a dark meaning or dark meaning. Oh my gosh. I gotta stop thinking about my dark side. I just think be careful who you trust, sort of.
That's a good one.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. And also, spoiler, don't kiss your sister. Don't kiss your brother.
Oh my God.
That's,
I forgot about that.
That's important, too.
Yeah.
And if you call someone a scruffy-looking Nerf herder, it might end up working out for you. It just might.
Oh.
So, and, like, it's got so many good messages in it.
Yeah.
And just some are, like, really deep. Yeah.
Just don't go.
Don't do it.
No matter how cute the guy is, don't do it. Too late.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think being a fan of just one bit of the Star Wars lore is okay, or should you be a fan of everything that is Star Wars, like the books, the movies?
I only just like some of the movies. I've never gotten to the books. I never got into the shows. So I like it because of certain characters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are like a fan that is a hardcore fan, meaning you collect the collectible stuff and that is priceless items and that is awesome. I've seen people on YouTube like collect and like they talk about like what each collectible item is from what movie and the reason behind they bought it and like how much I was like, holy cow. If you are a hardcore fan like that, great. It's whatever you want.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I feel like if you love just a part of it, that's completely valid. Yeah. You don't have to be a fan of all of it. Just like, you don't have to be...
Most people don't like Star Wars.
Yeah. You don't have to... You can like... For example, you can like a sports team and not like every single one of the players.
Yes.
You could...
Yeah, I only like one player.
You could be a fan of like ice cream and not like certain flavors.
Yes.
Like, you can love Star Wars and not be into the comic main books or like the books or thing. If you love Star Wars, you love Star Wars for whatever reason. It connected to you for whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. Okay.
What do you hope to see in the future for Star Wars?
I hope to see, like, more families in it. Like, not just everybody's related to the Skywalkers somehow.
Yes.
Like, I know we now classify...
Ortega! Whatever happened to him? Because like, he was the one who took one of the babies. I forgot. Senator?
Senator Bail Organa.
Organa. Where is Ortega coming from? Was it? I thought it was Ortega. Organa.
It's Organa.
And what happened to the people on... See? Now, whatever happened to those weird, tall, blue people that made the clones?
Yeah.
They got... After Attack of the Clones, they never came back.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I'd like to see...
The lizard bird thing in Revenge of the Sith that Obi-Wan
I loved that thing.
That thing was awesome. Like, but it was so sad. And it was like, just the scream. I was like, Order 66. I was like, oh, you didn't just shoot down my man, my other man.
Like, I'd love to see more families. I'd love to see more locations.
Yes.
And I'd love to see more of the lore explored in the...
This is the scene that I called. This is the scene. This is the scene that I called. Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. This is a scene where the father and the son reunite.
And it doesn't go well for one of them.
No. I think we all know who's going to ixnay.
But this also brings us to the end of the episode.
Yes, it does. Yes. So how can...
Good timing.
I'm going to try not to distract myself. I don't really... For the last question, I don't really have anything because I'm not hardcore. Oh, look, he's getting all sentimental.
Yes.
It's all an act. Don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Don't fall for it. Don't do it. Sorry. Okay. I gotta distract myself. Okay, with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. We are going to take a short break before the normal. Next normal episode comes out. When it does, new episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback, and we hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.